Dal and lang, no? And we will just open this closing session with a little kirtan. The idea of a closing session is that both the speakers, Gauranga Darshan Prabhu and myself, will address you one last time give you, so to say, our takeaway, things which we feel you should take from this you might take from this retreat and use. And then we will also have a short sharing session where all of you can share and think also out loud what you might like to take. But after the kirtan, I will invite our Mohan Panda and his son to pronounce powerful blessings on you. So that will be there. Good. Please, everyone, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Shatanine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Govaknavinda Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. A little louder, please.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama,
Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Radha,
Jai Jai Radhe,
Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Radha, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Radha, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Radha, Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan. Jaya Radha Kunjaya, Shyama Kunjaya Radha, Kunjaya Shyama Kunjaya. Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala.
Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala. Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala, Jaya Gopala.
Rakesh, Rakesh, can you please give wireless microphone? Yes? Good. So, Hare Krishna, I want to thank all of you from my heart. I want to give, thank all of you from my heart for your kind participation at this retreat. I could see, and I've discussed both with Gauranga Darshan, who was here with us, but also with Bhuijan Prabhu, who is traveling today to Australia. They both have seen you, so it's not just my observation. You were a very serious participants. All of you gave your best to attend the many classes. I know it was something like a marathon. how long can we run still with very nice events in between the Govardhan Valley? I think we all appreciated the time we spent in Surabhi Kund and Gulal Kund. Yes, but this could only become so nice because of your sincerity. Yes, Gauranga Darshan and myself, we can do our best to present the philosophy of the Bhagavatam and Nam Tattva, but it needs you to receive it, to think about it, to apply it. And in this way, I think I can speak for both of us. No, they're very nice devotees, no, very, very sincere. Yes. So it is customary in our retreats from early on that at the end, the closing day, powerful blessings are pronounced. For this, our very dear Mohan Panda from Radhakund has come. He's many generations, he's there at Radhakund serving the pilgrims, serving also many, many ISKCON groups. I always see on their Facebooks and so on. And I will request Mohan Panda perhaps to come here pronounce the blessings to all of us. But Mohanbani, how do you like Gopalji?
Very nice.
Very nice, no? Yes.
Giriraj Talati.
Yes.
It's 21 kilometer area, Talati of Giriraj.
Yes.
Sri Govardhan Nath.
Yeah, one moment.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai.
Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai.
Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai.
How you lucky, you don't know, you are now Giriraj, this highest deity of Brajamandal. Many deities Brajamandal every place, Madhuban, Talman, Kumodhvan, Shastanvan, Kamavan, 12-1, Dwadashavan, Madhusirita. But this is many uncles, this is father. Uncle two possibles, father only one possible. Satyuga, Vadina, Petra, Randana, Dwapar, Jagannath, Kaliuga, Govardhana. Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai.
Giriraj, bless you. You come again and again from Sadhu Santa Sanidhya, Sri Jagat Guru Sila Prabhupada children, Sachinandan Swami. With you live in Giriraj Tarati, 21 kilometer area as Giriraj Tarati. Govardhan A, Sri God Sundar is the same people. Vallabhacharya is the same cow. Radhakund, Shyamakund, two wise people. Mansinga Mukur, Kusum Sarovar Khan, Govinda Kunda Nagi, Jatipura Istar, these are all glories from Viraj. See, Viraj bless you, mercy you, your bodies go out, heart on sketch. Chitta Chokha. Krishna name, Chitta Chokha. Your body taking any part, but heart only here. That's from Viraj. You live long, Krishna help you. Help your own family and come again and again. Bolo Viraj, Maharaj ki.
Yeah.
I'm Prathakund Vasi, Vrijavasi. Maharaj is Gaudiya Vaishnava Vacharya, Vrijavasi Sira. No Radhapur, Mayapur best, Jagannathpuri best, Vrindavan best, or Radhapur, super best. Javasi, Radharani bless you, bless Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada mercy, you come again and again, next to all devotions. Bol Giriraj Maharaj ki, Upadhan Vishishti ki, Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai Jai Sri Ramaye. Upadhan Maharaj, bless you, bless you, bless you.
Radhe Radhe.
Dhandavat Maharaj.
Dhandavat.
No problem. I am looking only darshani.
Yes.
Everyone come again and again. Kiri
Radhe Radhe.
Zeig ihm doch auch auf den. Ja, gut. Ja. Hare Krishna. So, you are blessed now. And Govardhan is father, every other holy place is uncle, and Radhakund is super best. This is a vision of Mohan Panda. We respect very much this vision. Yes, my dear devotees, I was thinking now that I will say something.
Perhaps, should you start, whatever you say.
Yeah.
They can also start.
I think perhaps you start, and then I speak. You know? And then, then we do the sharing, what you said, no? Yeah. Yes. So this was the first time for me to present together with Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. I was taking part in his excellent Bhagavatam online course, a course which really I can recommend for all those who want to make a systematic study of the Bhagavatam, starting with the first canto. And I just, yesterday or so we spoke, we will go ultimately to the 12th canto. It might take a few years, but no problem. And we were very happy. This is also the second time where we met in person, but in Vrindavan, in the temple, when we met the first time, we only could speak 3 minutes. So I was very, very satisfied by the nice katha, especially Dhruva Maharaj, Gajendra Maharaj. And although I couldn't attend the whole Gopi Gita program, just yesterday I was not able to come, but I heard from many of you how much you appreciate it. And yes, I think it's now nice if we hear Gauranga Darshan the last time. During this retreat, no. Yes. It sounds so dramatic. No, last time it sounds like a funeral. it's not like that, you know. So he will now say this, then I will speak.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Amen.
Tarakaya
Chakshurvindranyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishvanaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminitam Namaste Namaste Sarasvati Deve Yogaranika Chayane Nirvishesha Shriyavani Ashtakeshvani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasavi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. My humble assistance to His Holiness, Satyananda Swami Maharaj, and all the devotees who have assembled here. Maharaj, so affectionately, called me to be here for the last 1 week and share some Krishna Katha from Srimad Bhagavatam. As I said on the first day, I never expected, never desired, and never deserved to speak Hari Katha at the foothills of Govardhan, along with so many exalted Vaishnavas, especially Maharaj. But still, as we were discussing on the first day of our retreat, actually second day, first day was inauguration, but the second day on Monday, we were discussing, Akrura felt himself so unqualified or disqualified, even to enter Vrindavan and take darshan of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. But he reconciled within himself that Krishna's mercy is greater than our disqualifications. We don't come to Vrindavan, we don't chant the holy names of Krishna, or we don't do any service in the Supreme, in the whole process of devotional service because of our qualification. It's not our ability or eligibility that gives us an opportunity to do some service to Krishna and Vaishnavas. It is the grace, it is the mercy of Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas that helps us get so many wonderful opportunities to serve, especially in the Dharma. As Maharaj said some days back, whatever devotional service we do in Vrindavana has special blessings of Vrindadevi, Purnamasi and Giriraj Govardhan. So whatever has happened in the last few days, almost a week, is with the blessings of Vrindadevi, Purnamasi, Giriraj Govardhan, Srimati Radharani, Krishna ultimately, and our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, K.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, Maharaj asked me to speak in this final session, concluding session, some final takeaways from what we have discussed in the last 5 days. So, Maharaj said you spoke a few topics in 5 days. So, what is the essential message? Maharaj is suggesting if you hear what you spoke, what would be your takeaway from what you spoke? Before I do that, I must take some precious, I must recollect some precious messages that I have learned from Maharaj's talks. And one more thing, although I spoke, I think, easily some 15, 16 hours, daily 3.5 hours we were having katha, right? But it's not my speech. It's not that I spoke. Sukadeva Goswami spoke. And Srila Prabhupada explained it. And we repeated it. That's all. And many other acharyas also have spoken their explanations on this beautiful episode of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we just nourish ourselves by recollecting, by remembering, by meditating on what all these great acharyas spoke and wrote in their books. So, it's not that we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam by our own intelligence. It's only by the explanations of great acharyas that we get a glimpse of understanding. So, as I was sharing with Maharaj also, sometimes after giving a class, I go back and take some notes from what I spoke. Because sometimes I find myself speaking something which I have not heard or spoken or thought about earlier, but it's Krishna's inspiration. Anything that comes from our mouth in line with the parampara, in line with the scriptures, is coming by Krishna's inspiration. Any mistakes we do, we should take responsibility. But anything worthwhile that I speak, Krishna gets the credit. Acharyas gets the credit. Prabhupada gets the credit. Guru gets the credit. Vaishnavas are hearing Krishna gets the credit. They extract words from the speaker. So I have noticed it in my dreams several times. So, in this retreat, in the last few days, I have received so many wonderful tips, not just tips or techniques, but very life-transforming guidelines to streamline the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna, japa. In the morning guided japa sessions, Maharaj is prompting us, please. Align your body, mind and heart with what you are doing, which is chanting the holy names of the Lord and praying to the Lord. And in multiple other classes, Maharaj was emphasizing the importance of connecting with the holy name and keeping aside our dualistic mentality and different designations that we have. Keep aside our identity kit and make some attitude adjustments. Very, very profound principles Maharaj shared by reading passages from multiple books and Prabhupada's purports. Give the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And apart from what Maharaj taught, one more thing is Maharaj's demeanor, his humility, his love, his affection, his care, his enthusiasm to hear Krishna Katha and speak Krishna Katha, his absorption, and his ability to keep us absorbed. His intention and ability to keep us absorbed. Whenever we just get diverted here and there, please try your best. Please try your best. So that comes in the middle of the kirtan, in the middle of japa, in the middle of Bhagavatam class also. So constantly reminding us to be alert, to be attentive, to concentrate, not to get distracted. Because he himself is absorbed. It's facilitating our absorption. So, we don't have so much time to elaborate every single learning that we had in the last Saturdays. In 1 week we have learned so many things and we cannot summarize all of it in a few minutes. But in short, an inspiration to chant the holy names of the Lord and an inspiration to value the precious opportunity that we receive to chant the holy names, that will be dharma to finish this work. And an opportunity to witness the Vaishnava qualities of someone who has practiced over half a century and had so many realizations in the practice of bhakti. So that is, I am going from here in this visit, with these instructions, with these sweet memories, carrying all the loving memories of the moments that we spent with His Holiness Sajjanananda Swami Maharaj and all of you in this Vrindavana, and the time we spent with the Holy Name. And I must say, the devotees who visit Kirtan here are out of this world, whether it is Mata Krishna Prabhu or Gaura Krishna Prabhu, Damodara Ashtakam Prabhu. amazing kirtans, along with Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Especially on the bank of Surabhikund, they took us to a different world. And as the kirtan is slowly picking up pace and going to the crescendo, the lamps on all the three sides of Surabhikund are just glowing. And sun is setting. The light is slowly fading, this light is slowly glowing, and the kirtan is picking up pace. So it's like such a beautiful experience. As Maharaj was saying, he was observing the devotees, how they are chanting. He's not only observing his own chanting, he's also concerned how we are chanting. He's noticing devotees having tears in their eyes, and some devotees spontaneously folding their hands or raising their hands and offering prayers, being more prayerful. So the guidance that we receive to be more prayerful and absorbed in chanting is really memorable for a whole lifetime. So I can go on and on, but I'll pause here and start making giving some takeaways from what we discussed from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Holy Name related matters will speak. Maharaj said that this is area and this is my area. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I focus on that. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, Punya Sravana Kirtan, you focus on this. That was the initial message Maharaj gave. So, the first day we were discussing the example of Akrura. So many things we discussed, but if I recollect just one important lesson, one prominent lesson, or one key takeaway from the discussion that we had on first day morning and evening is gratitude. Gratitude for getting an opportunity to come to Vrindavana. And feeling oneself so utterly unqualified and disqualified, yet grabbing the spiritual privilege that one received, seeing it as Krishna's mercy. Yes, I am not qualified, but Krishna's mercy. Is my disqualification greater than Krishna's mercy? No. Just take it. Take that mercy, nourish yourself, and be grateful for it. And from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have seen what is his mood of coming to Vrindavan? Service attitude and an inclination to follow in the footsteps of the great ascetics. You remember? We were discussing some Avanti Brahman's example, Yitam Sakas, Kaya Pratma Nishtha. So, following the footsteps of great souls, Gurvatamai Maharshi. Secondly, service attitude. Tamo Kundari Vishya Vadiva. And one more point that I need to say. Sri Krishna Ikanta Brahman. This ambience of Vrindavan facilitates us to develop that one-pointed devotion to Krishna. I thought of sharing one takeaway. We discussed multiple lessons from the first day. Let me go to the second day quickly. Second day we were discussing from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj's pastime. So we discussed the story of Dhruva Maharaj, especially that episode where he went and fought with the Yakshas, and he was defeated at one stage. Then the sages came and reminded him to chant the holy name of Narayana. Then he came out of the bewilderment, but again he was carried away because of his own anger, excessive anger within. Then Swayambhu came and controlled and he said, sorry, he discussed that very elaborately. And the key takeaway there is, however exalted we may be, however experienced we may be, however seasoned we may be in the practice of bhakti, there are always moments where we could get distracted. We can get carried away. Some anartha may overwhelm us. Sometimes some obstacles may come from outside, sometimes some obstacles come from inside. Never underestimate Maya. So obstacles are there from inside and outside. But in both contexts where we face obstacles, it is the devotees of Krishna who come to rescue us, who come to remind us that please seek shelter to the names of Krishna. Please adopt Vaishnava culture. So, in spiritual life, we are attacked by Maya from outside and we feel very incapable of facing those calamities. The devotees come and help us to take shelter of the Lord. Sometimes although there are no external obstacles, internally we get distracted. Then again, devotees will come and help us. Please don't be deviated from your devotional consciousness. Be fixed. That's the help that Swami Ramana offered to Dhruva Maharaj. So take shelter of Vaishnavas and take shelter of Holy Name. And we also discussed Sixth Shastakam, Second Shloka, and we said how Krishna's name is so merciful and accessible and powerful. On the third day, we discussed the story of Uddhava. Uddhava's visit to Vrindavan. So we discussed so many things of how Uddhava witnessed the great display of parental affection in Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And later he also witnessed the wonderful display of Krishna Prema in the example of the Madhurya Gopis of Vrindavan and especially Srimati Radha. And after spending few months in Vrindavan like this, reminding the Vrajavasis about Krishna and nourishing himself, witnessing their devotion, Uddhava glorified the Gopis in this way. After understanding the glories of the Gopis of Vrindavan, Uddhava did not imagine himself to be another Gopi. He became so humble and he wanted the dust from the lotus feet of his Gopis. And to receive that dress, he didn't mind becoming a blade of grass in Vrindavan. So it is only through such humility we can access devotee's grace or Krishna's grace. It is only through humility that we can enter the mode of Vrindavan and get some blessings of Kiriraj Govardhan and Krishna. If that humility is not present in the heart of a devotee, whatever may be the magnitude of the devotee's service, Krishna may not be pleased with such a devotee. He wants humility. That we have learned from Uddhava. Then let's go to the fourth day quickly. On the fourth day, we discussed very elaborately the pastime of Vijendra. Vijendra was very powerful on the earth, but not in the water. Sometimes, when our life is going on very, very smoothly, suddenly some calamity comes in life and we may not be able to face that calamity although we are very powerful. Then, our strengths, our contacts, our money, our manpower, our influence, our opulence, nothing will come to our rescue. Only Krishna can protect us. So Gajendra was inspired by Krishna to offer prayer. Why? Because the Lord remembered the little bit of service that Gajendra has done in his past life. Indradyumna Maharaj completely has done a lot of service. So the Lord is so grateful for that service and he reminded Gajendra to take shelter of the Lord at the right time. So the lesson there is, even our ability or intention or inspiration to take shelter of Krishna also comes from Krishna. We cannot be proud of our quality of sharanagati also. Even the mode of sharanagati is bestowed upon a devotee by the Lord, if only we beg for it. Let's beg. Krishna, please let me take shelter of your lotus feet. Please inspire me to take your shelter. Then we know, okay, I am giving inspiration. Then we take shelter. Then he reciprocates. It seems like that's what Krishna does. Why Krishna does it? Why Krishna expects devotees to surrender unto him and then sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja? Doesn't he have sufficient fans? He's begging for likes and follows and comments and shares. Is he like that? No. Krishna is our well-wisher. He knows that if he takes his shelter, we will be happy. We will be spiritually happy. He desires our happiness as a genuine well-wisher. Therefore, he is inspiring us to surrender. That is Krishna's mood. Not that he... Some people think that, oh, well, Krishna is saying, I so many times in Bhagavad Gita, Matta Pratam Anandit Kinchi Deskit Anandit Bhava Sikudet Aham Savastra Prabho Matta Hasaram Pravartade. So many times, I mat that comes. One child asked in the Ramayana class, does Krishna have false questions? Why is he saying that you surrender unto me? No, he's saying surrender unto you because he loves you. When a mother says, my dear child, please hold on to my hand. Don't go anywhere. Always be with me. If a mother says that to a small child, is the mother falsely proud? Is she having false prestige? No. Similarly, when Krishna says, please take my shelter. He's behaving like a mother. Mother Suniti tells Dhruva Maharaj, I am just one mother who can give you affection of one mother, but Krishna can give you the affection of 10 million mothers put together. That's what Krishna is saying. So, we saw the principle of Sharanagati, and we also saw some people in this world have ability to help us, some, but they don't have the intention to help us. Some people have the intention to help us, but they don't have the ability to help us. Some people may have both, but they are not aware that they need help. But Krishna has all three. He has the ability, intention, and awareness. Matra, Prapanna, Pasubhasa, Mokshana. And we discussed many things. Let's go to last day. Fifth day. Yesterday we were discussing some selected shlokas from Gopi Gita. We could not even complete half, I remember. Well, I think we did half. So in this exalted song of separation sung by the gopis, at the culmination of the class we discussed this. Tava kathamritam tatta jivatam kavilitam karma shravanam shravanangalam srimadatam So in this verse, the gopis are saying that those who spread Krishna consciousness and Krishna katha everywhere are the most benevolent and magnanimous personalities in this whole creation. I was giving two meanings for each single phrase, if you remember. Tava katha vata 2 meanings, tatta jivanam 2 meanings. So in this last concluding session, let me conclude with giving 2 meanings of the word Shravana Mangalam. Shravana means hearing. Mangalam means auspiciousness. This phrase Shravana Mangalam also has 2 meanings. One, what is Shravana Mangalam? Krishna Katha, when heard, it creates auspiciousness. How does Krishna Katha create auspiciousness? It creates auspiciousness in 2 ways. Number one, by making the ultimate goal of life, what is the ultimate goal of life? Krishna. By making the ultimate goal of life, Krishna Prema, attractive and attainable. 2 things. Some goals seem missing, very, very attractive. Wow, it's amazing, I need to go there. But it doesn't seem very attainable, so far. I think I can't handle it, I can't attain it in this life. So, when you hear Krishna Katha, that Krishna Katha, glorification of Krishna, will make you feel that this Krishna Prema, goal of Krishna Prema is very, very attractive, but it doesn't stop there. It gives us an actionable way to reach it. So, Shravana Mangalam means Krishna Katha is auspicious in 2 ways. One, when the Krishna Katha will make the goal of Krishna Prema attractive and attainable. By hearing Krishna Katha, you will get so many actionable advices, suggestions, tips, and practices by which you can easily attain Krishna Prema. So, in short, Shravana Mangala means Krishna Katha is auspicious because it makes the goal of Krishna Prema attractive and attainable. So, gopis so humbly offering, they were offering prayers to the Lord in this way. So, these are some. Take others. in a big portion of takeaways in all the past times that we discussed in the last 5-6 days. So I will conclude here and I will request Sri Nisimhanas from Maharaj to enlighten us. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, thank you.
I hope that was okay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oof, we got the whole retreat in a nutshell. But of course, you need to open now the nutshell, the pressed thing, and then you have the whole thing again. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Swami Namine Jai Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskacharya Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadigo Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I remember once when we were maybe 20 years ago, we decided to make a new type of environment for preaching. We had many people who wanted to make more advancement in Krishna consciousness, but somehow they were not being able to commit themselves to Krishna consciousness. So we made a plan. We rented two big sailing boats, beautiful boats. One was called Lothlorien and the other the Tolkien, after the Lord of the Rings, a very well-known novel in the West. Each boat could have around 70 to 80 passengers. And there were big masts and big sails. And the idea was we would go in the midst of the ocean, put the sails up, all of us, on both boats, and then there would be the wind who would push us forward for the rest of the journey. We drove by motor in the midst of the ocean and waited. One day, no wind. 2 days, no wind. 3 days, no wind. Everyone was getting restless already. And then we said, no wind is coming. Our plan has failed. I feel like this when we, that often we may make the perfect arrangements for a retreat, for gathering knowledge, for speaking knowledge, for doing kirtan. But ultimately, just like we had the perfect boats and the perfect situation, ultimately you need something which you cannot control, blessings. And this is the whole idea of the Govardhan retreat. We do basically what we do in other places, except for Holi, perhaps, and a few other things. But by doing them here and creating a perfect situation, it is almost certain that the wind of blessings will fall. because this is the land of blessings. That's the land of the Taraka and Paraka Shaktis, two powerful energies of the Lord, which come to almost every pilgrim. Almost means someone who's not making or committing aparad here. So this was the original idea of the Govardhan Retreat Center. We wanted to go in a situation and invite all of you so that you would get the wind of the blessings of Vrindavan Dham and the powerful Haridasa Vayu, Giriraj Govardhan. And I so sincerely hope that all of you have felt the blessings. If not, there is still one hope that is called delayed blessings. Very often we have seen that our participants who come here are so overwhelmed with the Indian factor, the monkeys, the snakes, the weather, the everything. But when they are home, can we call it home after this, when they are back to their karma stands, the places given to them by their past activities, then they feel, oh, something wonderful happened, something that stays with them for the rest of the life. So when we designed this particular retreat, really had two things in mind. Gauranga Darshan has said it, the Bhagavatam, which is represented by the verse Shrimvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravanam Kirtanam Hridyanta Stohyapadrani Vidunoti Sarit Satam. We chose that verse because the verse says, by hearing about Krishna, Krishna in the heart becomes the well-wishing friend of the devotee. And a verse later we hear how the obstacles are disappearing by his blessings. And I tried to take care of this side, because, my dear devotees, you need both. You need the Bhagavatam to tell you about Krishna, so that when you chant the holy name, you have an idea about Krishna, and you can relate to him in a personal way and do what I was calling an attitude adjustment. This is not a practice. This is not yoga. This is not a technique. This is not a method. This is not even a promise to chant so many rounds a day. Most importantly, it is a developing a relationship. So I was talking about that, the attitude adjustment. Then I was talking the next day about avoiding offenses, so important. Then the next day, the third day, Radha in the holy name, and how chanting means to ask for service. And finally, I came to the area chanting in perfection, that is chanting not only the name, but chanting with an awareness of the guna, and the lila, and the parikas, and the vashishta. No? There was a traditional path which was given, and I think most of you were asleep, like you often are, but there was an express way. What was the express way which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives, so that you can absorb your mind in Krishna and remain there? Yeah? Offering obeisances. Consciously or unconsciously? Consciously, oh yes. You know. Then the second?
Meditation
about Krishna. This could mean that you meditate about the meanings or different meanings. But we also introduced from Dhyan Chandra Goswami a method to meditate about Krishna playing in the Yamuna. While you chant, you can meditate about Krishna standing under the Kadamba tree, you know, these beautiful flowers. You can meditate about Krishna playing so sweetly his flute, so sweet. And you could meditate about Krishna looking at you with Radha next to him, Saita, Radha, Saitam, and showering both Radha and Krishna, showering with their glances of full affection. Wow, act electrifying. And finally, chanting. These three things, obeisances, meditation, and chanting. How to chant, we were looking at in the morning time, and I really remind you to make three checks when you chant. First check,
mind.
Second,
mind.
Third,
heart.
Yeah, you know, yes. And there were many other small details. Those who are like details can find them later. We were also discussing about the Leelas, first of the devotees, Haridas Thakur, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu's evening Artig Leela. Remember how he would stand for 6 hours in the pose of Krishna as his mind was playing in Vrindavan. We talked about the kirtan of whom?
Cowherd
boys, yes. And finally, about the first meeting of Radha and Krishna after they experienced strong Purvaraga, no? That was quite something. And my purpose here is Krishna can be understood only when you are looking or studying two aspects. Philosophy about him, which shows us the direction. But then you must hear about his rasa-laden pastimes, which will show you the delight of his pastimes, that his delightful personality, which is so attractive that millions of cupids just faint when they see only the ray from his toenail. It can be his small toe, you know, the small one on the edge of his foot. No? This is, we need to hear about these two things. Then Shravana Mangalam, it becomes, Krishna becomes attainable. Philosophy shows us the way in which we can look at Krishna and look towards Krishna. And the second is Krishna's heart, his rasa-filled heart. This is very important. Prabhupada alerted us to this in when he told the visit of a high decorated minister to this minister, I think he was a foreign minister under Churchill, Mr. Gladstone. What a nice name, Gladstone. This minister, a visiting minister, had come from a foreign country, I forgot which one, to discuss most important matters regarding the political relationship of his country to England. And he had secured an appointment and waited outside the office of Mr. Gladstone. But the time went by and he had to catch a return flight. But Mr. Gladstone did not see him. And the secretary said, he's very busy at the moment. He will come out soon, I guarantee you. My flight, you know, he will come out very soon, 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 just now coming. Finally, when Mr. Gladstone did not come out, the minister opened a little bit the door. I think the secretary was not there. And he looked, and what did he see? he saw the heart of Mr. Gladstone. Mr. Gladstone had taken off his jacket. He was there in a white shirt. He was kneeling on all his fours on the floor. His face was red, like holy. And he was profusely sweating. And on his back, there was his little, there was a little boy. Later he found out it was his grandchild. And he said, faster, faster, come on faster, no faster. And he was again running on all the fours and being the horse of his grandchild. That is the private Mr. Gladstone. He quickly, the minister quickly closed the door, and after 15 minutes, Mr. Gladstone came out. He had a jacket on. His face was still a little red, but his hair was nicely arranged. He looked very English and very representable. He said, "What can I do for you?" And then they had that discussion. So Krishna, yes, is known in one way as the Almighty God, the origin of everything and so on. And we have to understand ourselves, that we are not the body and eternal souls and belong to that Krishna. But we also need to know his heart, what he likes. What he so in order to really please him, and the idea of both the Leela Kathas and also our holy festival, which became something totally different than it was planned, but was also beautiful and wonderful in its own way, that is showed us a little of the heart of Krishna. So, good. This is what I was wanting to present all together to all of you. And I really will pray a few days now that the wind will come in your sails and move you forward to the places in your spiritual life that could be called your next level or your desired goal. Now I want to just ask all of you, this is a suggestion of Gauranga Darshan. Actually, you please tell your suggestion. What? Yeah, the reflection. Let's do like this. For just a brief moment before, I would like you to take your mobile telephones or even better your notebooks or also your brains. It's there, I know. Your notebook, inner notebook. And just note down or note while Smita Krishna is our little orchestra. Note down what were your takeaways, what you would like to take with you. It could be a memory, it could be a realization, a point you have understood, and so on. I will share with Gauranga Darshan here. We will take the microphone off that you don't hear us. I mean, you have to reflect now. And please reflect a little. Hearing is not enough if you never stop in your life and collect your jewels and reflect. Very important. We will have about 5 minutes of individual reflection, and then we will ask you to share with the group. this will be 5 minutes and it turns to 7. Try your best.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. To make a delight.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Very nice. Yeah, I take away. See, I personally trust me. Hare Krishna. Smita Krishna smiles. Hare Krishna, did you find something? Oh, Krishna, he is so loud. Did you find something, some highlights? Yes? Good. Time is also there. Gauranga Darshan will now please request you something.
You can share your favorite takeaways. One Prabhu, one Mataji, like that. So just keep it one statement, not more. Yesterday and day before yesterday evening session you were having, right? So the first 15-20 minutes you were sharing your favorite takeaways from the morning session. So like that you can share your favorite takeaways all these sessions that we had in the last 5 days. And be very, very concise, very brief, very eloquent. Vitamcha saramcha vachohi vagmita. Eloquence means essential truth spoken concisely. Try to be as concise as possible so that we can take as many realizations as possible from as many devotees as possible. Yes. We can shout. Yes, ma'am.
After the elaborate discussion of the Gopi Gita today in Radha Kund Sai Parikram, I realized if Krishna says, Napariyaham, I cannot pay you back, how can we, who heard, how can we who heard the glories of Krishna from the mouth of Gopis, how can we pay you back?
Wow. That's amazing realization. Thank you. Anyone from Prabhu's side? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, yes.
The takeaway is the meditation by Lajjani Goswami by Jai.
Next. Yes, Prabhu. Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, I like Maharaj said, do it for Krishna. And I really like the point Maharaj, he said, do it for Krishna, to please Krishna and try your best. So I really want to take that home and try our best. And from Prabhuji's class, I really like that we have to really beg Krishna, because even to take Sharanagati, I need his blessings and your seat. So I can only beg, so I'll try that.
Any? Yes, Prabhu.
I like to take away that. Do I really want it? And if I really want it, then am I ready to pay the price for it?
Yes,
this is from the Dhruva Chaitanya from our classes, Bhagavatam class. Determination for nothing means destruction by
everything. You are not determined for anything, you are distracted by everything. Next. Yes, you can shout. Mike teaches you, you can make your statement.
Derive the spiritual bliss, that anand, from the chanting of the Holy Name by aligning our body, mind and heart. So we do that in the same effort of our 16 rounds of chanting with a change of attention and consciousness, it will give us that anand and spiritual bliss. So we need to be more focused and thinking. Thank you.
Next. Only one statement, please. No paragraph. Only that. Vakya.
Amazing statement.
Your favorite take.
Being the instrument consciousness.
Not accomplishment consciousness, instrument consciousness. Yes, ma'am.
Chanting the relationship with Krishna.
Hari Hari.
Next.
Yes, ma'am.
Maharaj mentioned that if you don't desire to advance in your chanting of the holy names, the advancement will not come to you. So desire is very, very important.
Yes. Maharaj is making that point in the context of attraction. Yes.
The holy name is the medicine and it can't overdose.
is more opulent than the Kunta, and the opulence, real opulence, is sweetness of
Vrindavan. Yes. Any other?
Yes, ma'am. Try your best. Let every day we be through the whole japa in the body, mind, and heart. Every few minutes, I'm just reminding myself my body, my mind, and heart is aligned. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. I think it comes from one of the japa sessions. Is that let the real me chat with real you.
Thank you. Next. Yes, ma'am.
Learning about Krishna's emotions that he's filled with separation from the gopis, what was in the dharma.
Next. Yeah. Someone here. Yes.
So, the first day you shared about Akrura, so I feel that Akrura was very grateful, so let me also keep away all my misconceptions and accept what opportunity to meet Krishna is given to me when I come here. So every day this is a great specific place.
Next.
Let us chant from the position of the soul.
Yes, you can speak louder.
Hi Krishna, so as Maharaj said, that really means you chant the glory of God. So that really I just need blessings so that the real come out from me so that I can chant, please the Lord.
Our goal.
Offenses act as obstacles in our Krishna surrender.
So should we conclude, Maharaj?
Our devotee from Rajasthan, Bikaner, yes, Bikaner.
A point Maharaj made during lecture that we have to be convinced about the goal of human life. And he gave example of a Mahaprasadam stealing devotee coming in the lift. So until unless I am not convinced about that goal, then other things will not work.
Yeah. Thank you. My dear devotees, the situation is time is also there. But the takeaway, my dear devotees, is not so much for the others which you might share the takeaway. It's your takeaway. You have to keep the takeaway. You have to know the others. The others they don't need to know your takeaway, but you need to know it, you need to remember it, and you need to apply it and act upon it. Do you understand the idea of a takeaway? We all become very, hopefully the microphone comes to me, I want to share with others. Sharing is also nice, and if you want, you can, there is the Giriraj dining hall very soon there, you can share like anything. But the main thing is about a takeaway. You need to know it, you need to remember it, and you need to apply it, and then it's a real takeaway. I'm sorry to be so German always. Hare Krishna. Good. We have come to the end of this retreat. I see our you look like from Egypt, from the pyramids, mummy, how do we say
mummy?
Mummy, yes. I just want to say that we really owe a huge debt of gratitude. We cannot go through the whole list. And by the way, my dear servants, you have more benefit when you do anonymously your service, when you're not decorated and given a huge present afterwards. It is for Krishna. It's between you and Krishna, the service. We had many, many servants taking care of everything, but I want to just mention Vrindavan Vinod and our Krishna Murari Goswami, his brother, here on site. And of course, the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. It was the first time working together with another team, but they did so excellently. I'm so pleased. Prashanta, would you like to say two words? But really, what was it? Eloquence is brief, no? But wow, I will take this image of you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That was a very small Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
So today is the conclusion of the retreat, and I'm extremely grateful for especially to you, Maharaj. for engaging us in this service. Very wonderful, always to organize the retreats for the devotees. It is the dedication of our heart to serve the devotees in their attempt to advance in Krishna consciousness. It was Srila Prabhupada's very strong desire that we should cultivate the devotees, not only preach and bring people to the movement, but make sure that they stay. And in order to remain in Krishna consciousness, we must grow roots within ourselves and that can reach all the way to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the intent that is being done by the Vrindavan Institute for Education, by this center here, the Govardhan Retreat Center, under the leadership of Satchinandan Maharaj, Gurujan Prabhu. And this time we had a new speaker, Gauranga Dashan Prabhu.
Very talented.
That was brought in by Maharaj. So we thank Gauranga Dashan Prabhu for coming and giving his association. We thank all of you for coming, for being here, and taking a little austerity at the foot of Giriraj. And please forgive us if there were any discrepancies. We welcome you to come again and again. And Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So you have a welcome. To come again and again. Yes, yes. Stay tuned in. There is a Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education webpage and also a Govardhan Retreat Center. Please stay in for so that we can stay in contact. See you soon and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Gauranga, Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Hare Bo. Hare Bo. Good journey, safe journey.